I always remember reading this interview with a philosopher in the newspaper. And the journalist had gone to the philosopher and gone into his study, and there were masses of books everywhere. So he says to him, "Have you read all these books?" And so the philosopher replies, "No, of course not. But I've read a few of them very well." Well, here's a book for you to read very well. This book is called Spiritual Depression by Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones. Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones was a medical doctor who became a pastor. And as he looks at this topic, which is called spiritual depression, but it's actually really about the Christian life and various problems we have with the Christian life, he takes serious the physical side of ourselves and also the psychological, especially our personalities. But he looks at various problems. Just to give you a few examples. One problem he describes, and I'm sure many of us have had this type of experience. We've been very happy in the day. We've gone to bed. Everything seems to have gone well. But the next morning, we've woken up feeling down and depressed and unhappy. Well, what do we do as Christians? Does the Bible give us any help in this whole matter? And then another question he looks at, which he calls vain regrets. I'm sure some of you also have experienced this type of thing. You've done something and you regret it. You think, well, why did I do that? Why did I say that? Why did that happen? And before you know it, you're thinking about it all the time. Your mind is totally fixated upon it, and you cannot get any joy out of what you're doing at the moment. And then another problem which he looks at, which again, I'm sure many of us have seen this, he calls weary in well-doing. You know, so often we get involved in the life of the church and the activities, and we have a great deal of joy. But from time to time, you meet people who've, for some reason, all that joy has gone. And in fact, even coming to services becomes difficult. It becomes a chore. It becomes hard work. Well, does the Bible have something to say for this? Are we able to apply the scriptures to this type of situation? And this issue is mentioned as well. And one last example, he mentions panic. And here when he talks about panic, because some people panic under stress, he talks about the disciples. Do you remember they were in the boat and they were with Jesus and the storm came and the waves came in and they thought they were going to sink and they started to panic and believed that they were going to die. They were perishing. So how do we deal with this stress which may cause us to panic? So this book looks at these problems, but as we look at these problems, we actually learn a great deal about the Christian life. And so I would recommend this book to everyone, and you can go and take it out of the church library. And if someone else has taken it out, has got there before you, I'm sure you can leave your name with the librarian, and I'm sure she would then be able to tell you, or he will be able to tell you, when you can take the book out, when the book has been returned. And if necessary, I'm sure the librarian is able to make a long list. And also, you can buy this on Amazon. And if you do not believe what I'm telling you about this book, it actually has 5 stars and is called a spiritual classic there. So you may have many books, or you may only have a few books. But please read this book and read it very well. Spiritual Depression by Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones.